Welcome to the Ramblers with Dave Ramsey. A cornucopia of bespoke current events, jokes infused with travel tidbits, storyteller, rambler, actor, writer, filmmaker, big in China, medium size in America, growing up in Asia, ni hao ma, war shi ni de lao shi, and diatribes regarding the military-industrial complex and how the fatter the president, the worse off the country most likely is. This is not a safe place for you ramblers, Hippocratic, Democratic, Republican, Libertarian, or otherwise. We do, however, welcome the uninformed and the misguided. This is a safe place for you. Let's ramble. Welcome to the show, Ramblers. This is your boy, Dave Ramsey. I don't know why I said I'm your boy, because I'm your man. I'm not that either. I'm actually nothing. I'm rather infantile. You could might want to call me, you know, if I'm doing a little Woody Allen impersonation here. I think it needs to go a little higher and stuttering. I can't do that. I got such a deep, voluminous baritone voice going on here. Today's episode of The Ramblers with Dave Ramsey is not going to be very political, I promise. We're going to keep it more low-key, maybe some pandemic humor, not too much about, you know, the beast in charge, into the world, Antichrist running the United States. I promise, just hang in here, guys, just hang in there. It's going to be great. We're talking about recruiting today and jobs and applying for jobs with Timothy and books very briefly and mainly travel to Thailand. And he took his honeymoon there with his wife and hear his baby a little bit, Tristan here and there, making some Goo Goo Gaga noises, making fun of his balls and whatnot. That's what we do. Talking to Jackie about a little protest thing that she did that's really not a protest, but more of an experiment at a mall about a black woman that got in trouble for what she was wearing. And I try to castigate her for having a diamond, not the black woman, but Jackie Brown. And, you know, probably everyone. Anyone who has a diamond, they're probably blood slave diamonds. That sounds very social justice warrior-ish of me, but sorry. That's who I am. You're here, we're there, get used to it. That's not how it goes. Anyway, enjoy the show, guys. And check out the Ramblers on Facebook. And the Ramblers cast on Instagram and Twitter. At the Ramblers on Facebook, as an @ the Ramblers all together. Or the Ramblers with Dave Ramsey and friends. That comes up, whatever the case, it's on Facebook. I'll post some videos from our conversations on there, so please check that out. First up is Jackie. Well, Jackie is going down to do a protest today.
It's not a protest. Can't legally call it that.
Black Lives Matter.
It's a social experiment.
Really? What is it? Socializing?
The racial discrimination that they use to enforce their dress code only on black people.
How does that work?
It's because employees of the mall said that their security officers are widely known to only enforce dress code on black people when there are white women that come in often in sports bras and leggings, probably from Lululemon, and they don't get enforced. But then there was Seda Boyce just a Monday, I think, that walked in and was humiliated by an officer and was yelled at loudly and followed to the outdoor curbside of the mall to leave the premises just because of what she was wearing, which was a cute matching two-piece outfit. It wasn't like some mix-match.
No,
like
hodgepodge. Can't have no, hodgepodge these days. If it's a hodgepodge, it's a no-podge. It's a podgepodge.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Wow, that's fascinating. What if you go in there bearing your very toned and tanned midriff that you've got going on? Amazing working out. Wow. You should really be an influencer, Jackie Brown. What if you go in there and you find out that they just also pick on you because they think you white trash?
Well, then that would be more fair. I would definitely want them to be consistent in that sense. And if that is the case, then I know that they're probably going to already be more vigilant because people have been calling and asking them to either fire or just consistently enforce their dress code or fire that guy that is widely known by the employees to only target the black people in there.
North Park Mall is right by SMU, sort of. But it's also kind of a high-end mall. It has elements of high-end. Like, there's the high-end stores that I love to frequent that I can't think of them right now. What's their names?
I mean, there's, I think there's Gucci.
Yeah, Gucci.
Louis Vuitton.
I've been in there.
Victoria's Secret. A very classy place. As we know, Jeffrey Epstein's best buddy forcibly bought from the man who didn't ever want to sell it in the first place.
Why does it all have to come back to Epstein? Okay, is this what you're doing? You're doing this experiment for? Oh wait, against Epstein?
I'm actually gonna walk in, go to Victoria's Secret, buy something even skimpier to walk out in, and be like, "Why can't I wear this? I literally bought it here."
Man, most girls' swimsuits these days are lingerie anyway. What is the world coming to? Oh my God, it's crazy. Yes, but no. You know what's crazy is I actually did go to the mall, which I'm guilt shaming myself. This was like 2 weeks ago, and a lot of people had masks on. This is before the like rules went into effect necessarily, but there were lines.
Crazy rules.
There were lines to get into like Victoria's Secret and all these shops, and I'm walking around here for the air conditioning because I'm an old man. I got to get my laps in, you know. But why are you shaking your head?
Because, of course, you're just walking around the mall like it's 1990 for the air conditioning.
I know. Things have not changed, my friend. It's too hot to be outside. I can't go to movies anymore. And by the way, I heard that movie theaters aren't going to enforce mask rules. That's the dumbest thing ever. It's a huge open space that's going to have recirculated air, but it's not as bad as like a smaller shop. And you can sit, distance people, separate stuff. And if everybody wore a mask, it'd be fine. But everyone's got to be chomping on popcorn, slurping down hot dogs, putting Diet Cokes up their noses, everything. You know what I'm saying? It's a problem.
Totes.
Everyone's got an addiction, and you just are addicted to diamonds and attention.
Yep, I guess so. Oh, it's because we're FaceTiming, and you keep seeing my big old rock on my finger.
Yeah.
That's okay. There it is, close up for you.
We're all tired of your...
Things did good.
We're tired of your giant diamond, your blood diamonds. Speaking of Black Lives Matter, what about stopping buying diamonds, all you people putting black children through work to dig out diamonds for you? They're just rocks in the ground. Do you feel guilty yet?
Yeah, I do feel like that is an issue. But what about the black Libyan slave trade?
Who cares? What does that have to do with anything? I'm talking about your diamonds right now.
I'm talking about black slavery in 2020.
So this is slavery too. If they're getting paid, it's like 5 cents a day, and they're children.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just nice deflection. Though, why don't you? You really need to get into politics. I'm telling you. Will you be my?
I have been told that multiple times, but I'm just not crooked enough.
Yeah, I've been told
that
multiple times.
And then they would find me on your podcast and be like, "Oh, this chick said
Who cares?
She can't run the election."
It's America now in the age of Trump. You can say whatever you want and get away with anything and be like, "I was doing it in jest." I'm like, cut down on the testing. It's fine. Dude, it's fine. I'm going to run. I also had morals like you when I was young in your age and full of life and thought there was hope in the world. But now Dave Ramsey is going to run for something. And you are going to be my campaign.
Well, Edwin would be... running for Garland mayor. You remember that, right?
Oh my God, Edwin. With a name like that, you can definitely trust him.
Edwin and Darwin.
Oh, biggest losers in North Texas. Hey, but
no,
seriously,
Edwin
listen.
Is cool
okay.
And does not.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Has no correlation to Darwin.
Okay.
To Darwin, except for Wynn being their
second syllable
of their first name.
Some other fool online. Okay, what I'm telling you is that you need to be my campaign manager, my spin doctor, because you could be out there, curl your hair or whatever you have to do, bleach it really blonde, put a cross necklace right that hangs right at the nape of your neck, nothing extravagant, nothing crazy, put a little Mary Kay bronzer on.
Are we going to talk about Linda Gates on camera wearing upside down cross, when she's not religious at all.
Can I get like 2 minutes without a throwback to some old conspiracy theory no one cares about? Epstein.
Not a theory when it's on camera.
Epstein killed himself. You're going to have to live with it. I'm sorry. That's the rules.
Okay.
All right. God bless. God bless.
Why?
You have to say God bless.
No, I don't. I don't want to end yet. Why are we not talking anymore?
God bless.
No.
Sorry.
I said good day, which is what Fez would say. Which also, no, not, he didn't have sexual accusations. That was
Fez.
That wasn't Fez. Hyde from
yes.
that 70s
show. Oh, yeah. He's been charged with rape. Granted, it was like 20 years ago, and hey, I mean, stuff.
But he had like three chicks that accused him and then got charged for one, probably.
Most importantly, is even though it's 20 years ago,
there's smoke, there is fire, and sadly, I'm sad about Chris D'Elia.
And also, yes, and also there's. When there's Scientology involved, it doesn't matter how long it's been, you know they're covering for their Scientology people, which is just insane. And they're like, you need to submit to the man, and we hate gays.
Oh,
and
speaking of Scientology, I was just looking at my Facebook memories today, and I saw this dude that I used to go to school with in Oklahoma City comment on something way back. So I went and looked at his profile. Of course, we're not friends anymore. And he moved to California and is a Scientologist and sells Herbalife, which is like
douchebag
for what he is.
All of that, that's amazing. That's the person you want to be like, hey, man, if you give me like $50, I'm going to turn it into $50,000. And then he's like, okay, no problem. Like,
okay, for sure.
That Herbalife, that we pronounce it Herbalife? I don't get that. Yeah. Check out Polar's got a new flavor, and they're our sponsor, Mandarin Orange. Isn't that great? Look at that. Mandarin Orange. Very colorful. And
I don't like seltzer. Here's my sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah, that's where one of the many places that we part ways is with what we drink and put in our bodies.
Like a lot
good
of alcohol
stuff,
free.
Bad stuff. Yeah, I haven't drank in 2 months, you little fatty fatter.
Yes, you have.
I don't fat shame. I don't fat shame. Just kidding. Don't fat shame. All right. Yes, you're right. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Jackie, for saying.
Hey, look how
Dave
long our bangs are the same length.
Oh,
look,
my God.
We really should take a screenshot of this.
You need to get this on Zoom,
look,
dude.
Screenshot that.
Yeah, screenshot. Okay. Oh, no. Hang on.
I think your bangs are longer. Oh, no. My God. Brilliant. Yes.
They're the same. I'm a big nerd. I got glasses.
Yeah, mine are prescription, though.
Yeah, so are mine. Did you see my Trump protest footage?
Yeah, I saw some of it.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I've not, like, within 5 feet of the beast, Trump's limo. So yeah. Surreal. And it's just like, I can't believe they let us that close. Like,
right.
I mean, it's definitely white privilege. It's like me riding up on a bicycle. I mean, I'm carrying my camera, and I think you've seen it. It's got the cradle. I got the cradle camera. By the way, I need to edit your videos for your maternity shoot, because I still have that. When did we do that? January? February?
February. January. I think it was the end of January or beginning of February.
It seems like 40 years ago. It's insane.
Yeah, a long time. And it's been, I mean, Melissa says it all the time. She says, what does she say? She was pregnant for 4.5 years. Kristen's only been born for like 7 days. And it's been almost 3 months.
Wait, how old is this baby?
He is 3 months old.
Oh, she's 7 days. I'm like, goodness. By the way, my friend in Dallas had a kid, and they also had named him Tristan. And they're like a week apart. So I don't know what happened, but maybe.
It must be. Good, popular, strong name.
It is a strong name. It's very strong. Did he? He's like, can I go back to sleep? Can I eat something?
Who is that guy?
Who? Oh my gosh, she's looking at me. That's creepy. Babies are so creepy.
Smoochy face.
Oh, that noise he made. Dude, I swear, like, boys definitely, like, grunt. My neighbor across the street has a 7-month-old, and he put him in this little pop-up, like, tent thing, like a cabana. And the cabana, he was in there, and he doesn't crawl yet. I'm trying to get him to crawl. I'm yelling at him. I'm like, go, baby. Do your baby. And he just did a baby plank, but he did, like, the biggest boy grunt. He's like, boys, like, it's funny, like, even as babies, they're, like, they're trying to make grunty noises all the time. I don't remember baby girls doing that so much. They're more like, eh.
I don't remember Caitlin doing that really at all.
Not to get into, you know, projecting people's genders, you know. I say let them choose whatever. When they're 2 months old, they know what they want to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is made for them biologically, but okay.
Yeah, I think so too. Although, you know, there's a lot of fluidity. I mean, you know, do to wear a mask to wear a not wear a mask. Apparently, that's a genetic trait too.
This one, really, is it?
Yeah, this one guy got kicked off a flight, two flights.
He's a gay hairstylish stylist, conservative influencer. Oh my lord! If I hear any more thing about influencers, man, I'm gonna just lose it. Yeah. They're ridiculous. There's too many of them. But yeah, he refused to put his mask on, or he wore a mask in line and then took it off when he got on. And like the captain and like five people had to talk to him. They had to escort him off the plane, and they rebooked him on a flight through South Carolina, New York, South Carolina to Seattle. He was gonna go through Dallas, and he promised that he would wear his mask, and then he didn't wear it again and said it's a health condition. I have trouble breathing. How did this become, you know, you and I have lived in Asia, and yeah, even in some parts, they don't wear a mask a lot, but often they do. And it's just because they've been exposed to pandemics before, much smaller than this. And
it's SARS, didn't it?
Yeah, SARS. But it's like on a bus or on a plane, I don't think I can ever, even before this, I flew in January twice, I think, and maybe early February, which was, that may have been a mistake, but I often wear that thing that goes around my neck. It's like a ski, snow ski thing. And I just put it up and had sunglasses on. First of all, it's bright. I don't like to see the people, and I don't want to smell people's farts. So I put that thing on, and people look at you like you're going to rob them. And it feels like that's changing now. How often do you change diapers, or do you just make your wife do it? Cause that's how you try to act
all
like.
Change diapers all the time.
How's that going for you?
It's fine. Something that I didn't realize about little boys in general, and you might have to censor this out, is that their balls are just so big.
Why would I censor out balls? I
don't know, but their balls are so big compared to their penis. Mm. It's kind of funny. It's like a golf ball sized ball sack, and then a little tiny. You're like, what is that?
What is that thing that you hold up? Was that a pen representing a baby penis? Oh, that's much bigger. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, I've heard that, you know, but thankfully I've not changed a lot of diapers, and most of them have been girl diapers, I think. Either way, it's all disgusting. I try to avoid the poops as much as possible. And, yeah. But I will say this, you should look up, Robin Williams did, I remember the stand-up, this was like ages ago. It must be on YouTube somewhere. And yeah, he was talking about that. He was like a new father in the early 90s or something. And he was talking about how he's like, they must grow into these. Like, and of course he's doing insane accents that are much more hilarious than you and me talking about it. But still, it does seem weird. Is it like ears? They just stay the same size or something? So you have to grow into them?
Ears never stop growing, actually. Your eyeballs stay the same size.
Well, it keeps growing. I thought your nose and ears keep growing.
Your ears keep growing. Your eyeballs stay the same size since you're born. Which is why babies look so cute, because their eyeballs are so massive.
Oh, yeah. Cute,
hurt that little thing.
Cute, massive eyeballs and massive balls.
Yeah, massive balls.
Balls. So 41 million Americans are out of a job right now. What have you been doing?
In my profession specifically, which is restaurant management, job oriented.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Stuff. Right, so restaurant management got hit pretty hard because overhead is the first thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
They had to make cuts in the hundreds of millions of dollars range. Everybody in my position, if there were two or more in the restaurant, they had to cut down to one. So it really came down to the business decision of who do I cut? Who do I, you know, yeah, who's my boss going to cut? Is he going to do me, who's been with the company for a little longer, or the guy who's going to be here for a lot longer than I'm planning on being here? So I want to go back to college. I'm going to finish my degree, and hopefully, actually recently, I've changed my mind and decided to become a medical professional. So either an MD or DO.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of schooling. You were still looking for work though, right?
I just found something that will allow me to go to school full time and also help Melissa, and that is the Air National Guard.
So you'll be off in Iraq in about a year, and you'll be there for 2 years.
No, Air National Guard is you commit to 1 weekend a month and then 25 days of training.
And they pay for your college like entirely?
Right. So they'll pay for your first undergraduate degree as long as you keep your GPA above a certain average, and then your first
3.0.
What is that called? Higher education degree?
Your master's.
A master's or doctorate or whatever.
MBA, you know. Doctorate, yeah, PhD.
Right, so they'll pay for the first one of those as well. Yeah, and then they also give you, you know, insurance benefits and things like that.
So can old people do this, or is this for only people around 25 years age and under?
think it's under 35.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so what interviews have you been on recently, and what was the most awkward question you got or anything like that?
I actually had a phone interview to be a deli manager at Yosemite National Park.
What?
Yeah. Look, I put out everything. I cast my net very wide.
You were going to go to Yosemite for the summer or something?
Oh. No, it was a year-round position.
So you're going to move your wife and kid to Yosemite?
Hey, man, at that point, it was whatever's going to pay me.
That actually probably would be kind of awesome, to be honest.
Right. It'd be pretty great to live out in Yosemite.
I'm guessing they provide housing, right?
Yeah, housing, parks, or I mean, I think there's housing nearby.
Or housing allowance or something.
Things like that.
I mean, what a great place to grow up as a kid, man, to grow up in that. Right. Wow. I mean, it's such a beautiful part of the country too.
I had a job offer in Miami. So Miami,
Yosemite,
yeah, Yosemite.
What was the thing in Miami?
Miami was running pop-up kitchens.
What did you do? Did you just go on Indeed, or where did you apply to all these jobs?
Indeed, Glassdoor. I'm a big fan of networking. So my other jobs, I have kept in contact and kept good relations up with a bunch of people that I've worked with. So the job in Miami was actually from one of my my fellow area managers when I was for Taco Bell.
Okay, everybody watching, three payments of $19.99 to learn how to find a job in COVID-19. We're going to pop this on LinkedIn, get some spins.
Yeah.
Put my gas mask on. This is always funny. Gonna mess up my hair, although this is clearly bedhead because I work from home now.
Yeah, mine's bedhead as well because I take care of a toddler. So.
Yeah, but you know, it's good though. It looks good.
What even is that?
Dude, this is a World War II era gas mask that a family friend of ours sent me when I was a teenager living in China or something, which he had been a teacher there previously, maybe Hong Kong. I'm surprised if it was sent to China how it didn't get stopped and sent back, because it's a World War II era gas mask. And I don't know if it was his grandfather's and he just found it. It comes in a little bag. I've had it forever. And no joke, there was a college guy trying to make a movie, and I think he was borrowing it for a while, like 15 years ago maybe or more. And then I have been shooting a short film where I'm a normal, just average guy who goes a little crazy, and I've been using that too, like stalking around my apartment with a rifle and that on and shirtless. And then I'm just going to end with a flamethrower at the end, because I have a friend who lives nearby who has a flamethrower, because I don't know if you know this, Elon Musk did a flamethrower thing. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, this is not a flamethrower.
Yes, this is not a flamethrower. He did that, and man, well, I don't know if you saw my video of that. I'll send it to you if you haven't seen it. I'll pop it on the Facebook page, gang, Ramblers. It's amazing. I've shot all kinds of guns before, and there's like the feeling of fake power with it, and real physical power. But man, something about that flamethrower, it was insane. It's a lot of flame. It's not like...
No, yeah.
It's just, it was, shoot, I mean, it was about 10 feet of flame. I mean, you could really hurt somebody with it. And we're just joking around, all drinking and roasting marshmallows with it. It was insane, man. It was so much fun. And of course, he only sold like 1,000 of them or something, I think. So
it was a pretty low number.
And yeah, he had to call it, this is not a flame floor, for legal reasons. Is that it? I don't know. Yeah, I've also applied for jobs just for fun, you know, because I have a background in doing recruiting, freelance recruiting, and it's fun just kind of see what's out there, gauge people, and it's the Wild West right now, because there's such a need, but then some people are on quite a bit of unemployment, but also they don't want to be on unemployment forever, they need a job, they're stressed out about it, it's not going to last long, and then, like you said, with some of these restaurants have opened, then they close again, and they have COVID cases, they have to close, or they secretly send people home or go back to takeout. I have a couple friends in that industry. I can't believe the stuff they're going through. You know, it's so stressful to go back and forth for that.
Yeah, the precautions you have to take too are just pretty extreme. You know, restaurant management, you already have to do a bunch of work to make sure that your restaurant is safe.
Yeah.
Make sure that every single employee is doing what they're supposed to do. And I will say 95% of the time, employees are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And this goes for fast food or for fast casual, fancy dining and stuff.
Yeah.
90 to 95% of your staff understands that food safety is important. There's a 5 to 10% population that doesn't understand that food safety is important. And those are the people you see online who pick up, burger patties off the floor and slap them back on a burger. You're like, what the hell are you doing?
Yes.
Sorry, excuse me.
I'm not sure what your viewpoint on this will be, and I understand the connection with like a waiter wearing a mask. Maybe they're not going to get much of a tip, because their face is covered. But man, I think living in Asia, a lot of people wear masks, food servers especially, and I like that. And I keep making the comparison. If I go to Chipotle, those people are spitting and talking to you like, do you want this? Do you want this? Their spit's going on it's going on your food. We don't want to, no one likes to think about that, but that's what's happening.
Right.
And I hope if anything comes out of this, what is wrong with people wearing masks especially when they're over the food, like waiters, servers, that's a little different. They're still, aspirating. They're still aspirating spit all over the place when they're like, hey, did you get everything? Was this great? What you liked? Did you get everything you needed? But a mask at Chipotle and places like that, why can't we do that? What's wrong with that? I mean, I'm all pro mask all the time.
Okay.
I'm tired of talking about politics and pandemic and, well, that's the two main things, but that's the world we're in right now. We can't
screw pandemics. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about books or jobs or talent.
I know. And and the jobs thing, honestly, I've had so many interviews over the years. An interview is like a date. It's okay to say that in that instance, yep. Right? You are trying to romance the person, but then you don't want to be too eager. You don't want to let's take it to the next level that quickly. It's just fascinating. And that works on both sides. Recruiter point of view, I'm doing the same thing. I'm going to kind of get this out here. I want things to move quickly, but I don't want to appear too desperate. Because I want them to know I've got like 20 candidates beating down the door for this role that I think are great. It's such a game that sometimes I think it's best to just be a little bit more honest and be like, hey, this is how the amount of money I'm making. This is what I want. This is what I need to do. This is where I need to be. And honestly, I think the best advice I can give people is to be honest about the reason why you want to leave. Or even if you've been fired or let go, just tell the truth. Things happen for so many reasons, and most of the times it isn't someone's fault when they get let go. It's a financial decision most of the time. But then secondly, and I've worked for terrible people in the past, if you have a boss that's a caustic situation that's making your life toxic, your home life, you complain to your wife or spouse or husband, it's not worth living in that situation. You can always find, at the end of the day, you could be bagging groceries if you had to, but you have some job and you'll be a lot happier. Or as an Office Space taught us, working in construction. By the way, now I smell like old World War II era rubber.
You do.
It smells, it's kind of an oil, it's like an old tire shop that you went to for some reason as a child or something.
Yeah.
It's not a fun smell.
It's nasty. Now, books that I'll recommend to people looking for jobs, 1 Minute Manager Meets the Monkey.
1 Minute Manager Meets the Monkey?
Right. It's all about taking responsibility that's yours and then letting the rest of it, fall away. So, you've probably heard the term, not my monkey, not my circus.
Yeah, it is your monkey and it is your circus because we're all connected, buddy.
And it really depends on the job and who you are and what kind of management you are. Because sometimes, you need to pass on that workload to somebody else. Delegate. You can't do it by yourself. Sometimes you need to pony up, own it, and just get it done.
Yeah, there are so many managers who want to take responsibility by just not doing anything and complaining and then passing the buck. And I don't know. And they say they don't micromanage. Anyone who says they don't micromanage, you know what I've learned? that means they micromanage. I don't know if you've ever heard that before, but I'm telling you, if they don't even mention micromanage, I can tell you right there, they're not gonna, they'll let you do your own thing and let you be successful. If they say, I don't micromanage you here at all, they micromanage. For sure they do. Because they're trying to deflect the fact that that's what they are. That's a, what's defined them. So they try to pretend like, I need to have that call every morning at 8. I need you to send a report by noon and blah, blah, blah. All this busy work that makes them look like they're important and doing stuff, but they're not really doing anything at all. Obviously, I'm passionate about this. Okay, 1 minute, monkey. All right, so you went to your honeymoon in Thailand, right? And then you had a baby.
Honeymoon in Thailand. We had a blast.
Where'd you guys go? Somoy? Chiang Mai? Hoi Hin? What?
Hoa Hin.
Hoa Hin. That is on the coast.
On the coast. That's actually where the royal family vacations.
I've heard that name before, but it's not as popular as Phuket or, I can't even remember the other ones.
So it's not huge. And actually, we spent a couple of nights first in Phram Bri, which is, if you go to your little map behind you, behind Thailand. You find Bangkok?
Yeah.
Go down the coast?
Yeah.
Farther?
I mean, this is Malaysia, so that's far as it goes. Sorry, it's not a very deep.
North of Malaysia.
It's not a very detailed map.
North of, there you go. Probably about right there is where Hoa Hin.
Is it near Samoy then? You know, Koi Samoy?
Yeah, it's near Koi Samoy.
Because where they have the full moon party and all that stuff? That's where I went to for a week or so, and that was beautiful. Because it's just crazy over there, and parts of Thailand is fairly flat, and this is off the coast, but it was almost mountainous, you know? I mean, it was mountainous. There was a mountain and beaches. And that's, people are always like, what do you prefer? What do you like, mountains or beaches? I like both.
You know what? And that's exactly when Melissa and I talked about it, she said, where would you rather honeymoon, mountains or beach? And I said, honestly, mountains. And she said, well, I want to go to the beach. Yeah. And I said, great. I know the perfect spot.
Yeah.
No fussy.
Exactly. And you, that's where you were there. Did you ride any scooters while you were there?
No, just a lot of tuk-tuks.
Did you make fun of any farangs?
Absolutely.
Did you eat any mango sticky rice?
Every day.
Did you get sunburned on the beach and feel like, wow, I wish I was more than a quarter Chinese?
Sunburned on the beach. No, I don't think we got sun on the beach. We actually didn't spend a ton of time on the beach, if we're honest.
What?
Now, we did take a, we took a Chinese junk, which is the ship.
Yeah.
And we spent a day sailing and out on Monkey Island.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
You sailed around the island or you sailed to the island?
Sailed to the island through Dolphin Bay.
That's cool. Did you do any snorkeling?
No snorkeling, but we did fish.
Oh, that's cool. Off the boat or off a boat or in the ocean or from the beach?
Yeah, off the boat.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah, I caught three.
What was it?
They were just little fish.
Oh, well, that's fun. When I went I went snorkeling in Hawaii once. I went snorkeling in Thailand, and of course it's like these gruff Aussie New Zealanders who live there and yell at people. They said, don't step on anything. And the water was 30 feet deep, and they swam because we just hopped off the boat, right? And there was an island nearby, but it was cliff. And they squirted food out, and the fish would come out to the food, and it was cool. And I'm just like looking around. This is cool. Look at this. And then I turned my head and breathed in, and I sucked in water. And that was a rookie mistake. I don't even know how, as a kid, I went. Obviously, being in the ocean is different than like your neighbor's swimming pool, you know. So I'm choking. The boat wasn't far away, but you know, I'm an American man. I don't want to call out for help or try to swim back to the boat. So I'm like. And I look over and I see there's a rock that protruded way up from the seafloor. And it was, if I stood on it, I knew that I would be, the water would come up to my chest. So but at that point, man, it's crazy how quick you could probably drown off just a tiny bit of water. Cause it was really restricting my flow. I was kicking and I was like, and it felt like only, probably cause only it blocked side of one of my lungs basically. So I got there and I stood up and I'm like, and I kind of coughed it out and starting to breathe normally. And of course the Aussie's like, oi, get off the rock. Can't stand on the rock. That was my worst Aussie accent, but he yelled cause they were specifically, you can't stand on anything in the ocean or touch it, which I get, but I'm like, man, I'm trying to survive. You didn't even notice me dying over here, and you're supposed to be protecting us, our tourists. We're what keep you in business, buddy. And I did actually go to the full moon party, and I did not partake of tons of drugs and or too much alcohol, but a little bit. But the full moon party is insane. Don't ever let your son go there. It was the, I mean, honestly, well, we didn't stay super late, but it was so many people, all Swedish and Norwegians on all these beaches, giant speakers, techno music blaring, people, long ropes with, on fire, and they were swinging them. And all these drunk foreigners were trying to jump over them. It was the craziest thing. And you could buy a full bucket for like $2, and it came with two little bottles of alcohol and a Coke, and it was filled with ice. And of course, a lot of those are fake. It's not real. It's not real booze. It's some cheaper booze put in there that could kill you.
Right.
And then years ago, years after that, I was in Sri Lanka working with a volunteer abroad company, and I was on the beach with these volunteer girls. And this girl from Germany told us this story. She was volunteering in Sri Lanka at the time, and she said she went to the full moon party with a buddy, and it was like The Hangover. They didn't ever. They had like a disposable camera. I don't even think they had a smartphone. They had a disposable camera or something. Because half the time you're just in a swimsuit. And they took these photos and put the pieces together that they had been drugged. They both, no joke, had tattoos. Her guy friend woke up with a tie in the bed of a Thai girl. She woke up on the beach, totally fine. Nobody messed with her. And neither of them knew how they got there. And they put the pieces together a little bit with photos. And then saw, so they must have been drugged or got some bad alcohol. But what's crazy is they went and got sober, quote unquote, enough to get tattoos and stuff and didn't remember it. Oh my gosh. This is why I don't want to ever have children, because I would be like, go out in the world and have fun, Tristan, but also be very cognizant of your surroundings and don't ever drink any alcohol.
And so that's really what it is. Melissa's dad, Dale, my father-in-law, was very, very concerned when I told him we were going to Thailand. He was very concerned.
Yeah.
And Dale has lived in Texas his entire life and has lived in Tyler, I think, almost all of his 60-something years. Has never gone overseas, doesn't have a passport, one of those East Texan guys.
I know the type. Great guy. Not traveled a lot.
But yeah, just hasn't traveled, doesn't have any real desire to travel, but listens to the world, you know, and what's going on. It's like, Asia, that's got to be dangerous. So when I took her to China, he was okay with that because my parents were there.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, Tim lived there, they'll be okay. Now, when I suggested Thailand, he freaked out just a little bit.
That's funny. Yeah, I know. It's like, even when I was in one of my students, I was tutoring in Thailand, in China. He was fairly well off and his parents were going down there. And then they talked about these two Russian possible prostitutes that were like gunned down on the beach by other Russian. It's all Russian on Russian violence. It's nothing much you have to worry about. Thailand, I feel, I mean, I know it's different. I always say this, when I worked for that volunteer broad company, I had all of it. It was all college age girls going by themselves to Africa, Asia, everywhere. And oftentimes their parents would be freaking out. And I would tell them, like, I feel safer in a lot of these countries than I do in America. Walking down the street, you could get robbed and shot at for anything. And a lot of these countries don't have guns or weapons. And yeah, there's dangerous aspects, but it's just having common sense and not going out drinking with a bunch of people you don't know, or just using common sense. And I know it's different being a female. Obviously, that's a different way to, you have to be a little more aware of things. But that's why you're always with somebody else. I mean, as a guy, I felt more scared in Costa Rica than I've done anywhere in Asia. Because I didn't speak Spanish, and I was in a 5-star amazing hotel. Then I was in slums, basically walking around like thinking no big deal. Then I realized like a car is slowly following me, and people are looking at me. I got my crappy little hotel keys. I was there for work, basically. I was at a wedding, staying in a super nice secluded place, just ridiculous place in the rainforest, basically. And then I was in a very backwoods area. And there had been stabbings on the beach, but I didn't know that at the time. And I'm just like, because, you know, like in China, you walk around wherever, it's safe, you know? And I didn't think, and I'm like, I don't speak Spanish. Like, this is, if something goes down, I'm in all sorts of trouble.
The excuse in China that you don't speak Chinese, you know, when you use that, you're like, oh, I don't speak Chinese. They're kind of more forgiving than that. I think in South America, especially in Central America, when I was there, you know, me saying that I didn't speak Spanish.
Yeah,
didn't go over very well.
They're like, give me all your money. Yes, yeah, we're joking and making a stereotype. Now, it's not all dangerous in South America either. Just that I feel like many parts of Asia are a lot more safer than many parts of South America.
I think that also comes
Central
with our background, though, in Asia.
It does, but even people who go to visit, I know, are feel safer there. Then as a tourist in a lot of these countries, you're a massive target. And tourists in China and many other places, in Thailand, there's so many tourists around, you're not really a target unless you really just present yourself as a target. Right. If you leave your purse or wallet sitting on a coffee table right there on the street corner, there's a chance someone might run by and grab it. But I just got my bike stolen last night or two nights ago here that I left unlocked forever, but it's down my little alleyway and it's a secluded area, but doesn't matter. And then somebody keeps stealing my newspaper, part of my newspaper, and I know who it is because I'm Instagram connected with him. Because I met him at it's this dude I met. He was covering the protests too. And I've seen him forever down there. And then the section of the newspaper where his photos appear keep disappearing, the arts and life section. And then I see him showing the video of the newspaper on his Instagram. And I don't even pay for this new Sunday newspaper. I just somehow get it. But I'm still annoyed that he's stealing it, you know? Because it's just hilarious.
Or I'll give it to you.
I'm going to rig up like I'm going to put a note or a camera. I've been talking to my other neighbors, like all the like hilarious things we could do to try to catch him in the act, you know? Because it's so silly, but it's almost just funny. Like, I've been watching that show Alone where people have to survive in the wild as long as possible. Yeah. So anyway, I want to make a snare so when this guy comes to get my newspaper, he gets caught in the snare and he can't get away. Is that illegal? I don't think so. Probably not.
No.
Probably is. You leave things unlocked, you leave things out there, you're asking for it. Sometimes you have to live with the consequences. That's what we've learned from this. Thank you so much. Take care. God bless.